Slim's grin wilted. You ain't gonna give me a whine? No, sir. No whines. Not today, not ever. If he wanted an audience of whiners, he should sing to a cat. Dumb dogs. Y'all just don't appreciate real talent. This was so childish. I couldn't believe he was doing it. He shrugged. Oh, well, I couldn't think of a song anyway. See, he'd put us through all that nonsense, and he didn't even have a song to sing. This was outrageous. He looked off to the west and sat up in the seat. He was staring at something.
I'll be darned. There she is, that same coyote.
This I had to see for myself. I pushed Drover aside, marched over to the left window, stepped up into Slim's lap, and peered off to the west.
Watch where you're stepping, bozo.
Sorry. Slim pointed into the distance.
Look yonder. See her on the edge of those cows? She's a pretty little thing. Has a nice coat of hair and looks healthy. She's waiting for me to toss her some feed.
I narrowed my eyes and focused them on the edge of the herd. Sure enough, there she was. So it was true. This wasn't just another of Slim's windy tales. She stood off to herself, watching us with a steady coyote gaze. And yes, she was kind of pretty. I looked closer. She was very pretty. I leaned against the window ledge. She was gorgeous! And suddenly my mind was flooded with a torrent of fragrant memories from long ago. Holy smokes, do you realize who that was? You won't believe this, so hang on. It was Missy Coyote! Missy Coyote, the lovely coyote princess, the woman of my dreams, my one and only true love. At one point in my career, I had given serious thought to throwing it all away, joining up with the coyotes, becoming a professional cannibal, and marrying Missy. That hadn't quite worked out, but wowee, there she was again. My whole body trembled with something. Excitement? Delight? I wasn't sure I could contain myself, and I didn't. I lost it right there. Ow! Ow!
Hank, dry up. You'll scare her off.
Dry up? Was he joking? Can you dry up a mighty river that rushes to the sea? He could forget about me drying up. I was too far gone for that. I hopped my front paws up on the armrest and reloaded my air tanks for another announcement of love. You won't believe this. The window glass had just rolled up on my neck.
Help! Help!
Was I going to just stand there while the thing chopped off my head? Heck no! I did what any brave, strong, red-blooded American cow dog would have done. I braced my feet against the armrest and went to full reverse on all engines. And we're talking about claws that were...
Hank, hold still. You got your neck in the winder.
Throwing up sparks and hunks of solid concrete. Did he need to tell me my neck was caught in the window? Hey, it was my neck, and I knew exactly what was happening to it. And if he thought I was going to hold still while the window cut off my head, he was nuts. I thrashed and struggled, but the window pressed tighter, ever tighter, around my throatillary region.
Hank, get away from the button. You're making it worse.
Buttons? Did I care about his buttons? My head was getting cut off. Suddenly it was over. Not my life, but the ordeal. It happened fast. One second I was thrashing wildly against the deadly grip of the window's grasp. And the next second, well, I was flying backwards across the seat at a high rate of speed. My neck was free, my life was saved, and I sure gave Drover a plowing. We both ended up on the floorboard in a heap. Maybe you think I destroyed the window or jerked the glass right off its hinges. Good guess. But the tooth is even stranger than friction. See, somehow in the middle of the crisis, the terrible crisis, The window rolled itself down again, saving my life by the narrowest of margins.